Well, here on Robin Hood Radio today, we're going to talk a little bit about things going on at the Sharon Historical Society. And of course, we've already had one talk with one of the people that's involved in one of the shows that's currently underway at the Sharon Historical Society. And that was Carol Asher. But we have the curator now of the Sharon Historical Society. And it's Brandon Lisi. Is that your last name, Brandon?
Lisi.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Brandon.
Nice to meet you too. Pleasure to finally speak to you.
And now, how long have you been the curator at the Historical Society?
Oh, I came on in September of last year. Previously worked over at the Eric Sloan Museum down in Kent. So I've been steeped in Connecticut history all my life, being kind of Connecticut raised, and always been fascinated with the history of the state. And it's been an incredible journey for the last 6 months now that I've been on board.
I was going to say the last 6 months is definitely a learning slate, not necessarily for the history, but for everything that the museum has to offer. And I think I remember when I was speaking with the director of the museum, what a great idea it was, because now with a curator and you go through and you know what you have on hand and what's coming up, you can really revolve and bring out more exhibits on a more timely basis.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We have a really huge project on our hands with a comprehensive exhibit of not just the Sharon here and full time. It enables me to really focus on that.
Well, we'll start off with really the first exhibit, which we've already talked a little bit about on the air, and that is Sharon Stories in the World and at Home, an exhibit of recent acquisitions. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the sort of basic idea was that we've gotten all sorts of incredible additions to our permanent collection in, say, the last just couple years, around the time when, we started getting these donations from veterans associations, from just like, little bits and pieces from just people around town. And we wanted to put together an exhibit that really captured the history of Sharon, but we were putting on display things that people in our area and people familiar with the Historical Society had never seen before. And I'm happy to say, I think we were successful. It's been up for the past month. We've had a lot of folks coming through the door, and it'll be up through the month of May.
What's great about that is it brings Sharon history out to the forefront in the picture of the big world as well. Let's talk about the golden thread, spinners and weavers of colonial America.
Yeah, well, we were really lucky to actually clean and restore a historic loom that had been on display at the Historical Society in the past, but had just sort of fallen into disrepair. But thankfully, due to the efforts of Nevin Carling and a few others like Ann Cameron and Ken Edholm, we were able to actually restore the loom, and we're still in the process of restoring the loom to the to its full operational state, which we'll be doing at some point while the exhibit is still up. However, I'll just mention that we essentially developed an exhibit around these historic artifacts that are in our collections that pertain to spinning and weaving, really giving people a chance to see what it took just to make like a single dress or a single piece of clothing. Really, I think will give people an appreciation for a historic craft that they don't really think about too much, because nowadays it's a lot easier to make textiles, for instance.
And you can compare, when you say it's a lot easier nowadays, you still have people nowadays that can't do it, never mind doing it on an old-fashioned loom. We're talking once again about the Sharon Historical Society and the different exhibits that are up and on right now. And let's talk about a real important one, and that is the Road to Women's Suffrage, the Sharon Petition.
Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. It's a story and really important. A series of women taxpayers and business owners in town around the time that the Women's Suffrage Amendment was being ratified. That exhibit was up for a good portion of last year and needed to be a really important part of when I first started.
Now, let's talk. Carol Asher just spoke there, right?
That's right. Yeah, on Saturday.
Now, is she part of an ongoing series as well?
Yes, that's correct. So she was here for the first of four panels in our Reinventing Farming Oral History program. The next one will be on April 2nd, and then we'll have another one in the month of April, and then concluded in the month of May. And my whole vision and the reason why I was interested in the project was because it was a great opportunity to not only gather these oral histories from local farmers, because today's sort of like interviews are tomorrow's history, but to really showcase, I think, the innovation and the talent of these really incredible farmers and how they're overcoming challenges, being sort of smaller farmers in sort of a bigger world.
And what's interesting about this to me is that my grandfather, Melvin Dennis, was a chicken farmer. back out on what is now called West Cornwall Road. It was a, I think he had six or 800 chickens back then. But that shows just how big farming was back then. It encompassed more than just cows. And it really was, this was, you know, we had a lot of industry here because of the war, making things for the war, but farming really was the staple.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really important, I think, to capture these stories because people's memories, the stories that people kind of carry down, you have to record that. And it's important for a historical society, not just to look back, but to look at the world around you and really try to capture these really pivotal stories of innovation, of productiveness, of hard work that are really going to be valuable, not just now, but in the next several decades.
All right. So let's talk a little bit for people listening about the Historical Society itself, its hours, when it's open to the public and things like that.
Absolutely. Well, we're open Wednesday through Friday between the hours of 12 to 4. And we're also open on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Here at the Historical Society, if you have any kind of questions about genealogical history, maybe just the history of like your house, for instance, those are the sorts of things that we can really help you with. So I encourage people to reach out to us. And, you know, I'm here Tuesday through Saturday and try to make myself as available as possible to the public.
All right. The website is SharonHiss.org. SharonHiss.org. Is there a telephone number people can call?
It is 860-364-5688.
Well, it's nice to meet you, even though it's via computer. One of these days, maybe we'll get together in person, Brendan. But it's great to have you on board with the Historical Society and keep up the great work.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Marshall. It was a pleasure speaking with you.